1955 by Dinesh Smith. 2 hours west of Egypt, over in money, that boy. And his overripe face, river wrecked, no seed, no amulet. My grandpa, 16 and singing, still small, fear steadied, years from his own violence, pulls the name from the radio, feathered and soaking, stunned blue by the current, silk trample and keep. What a soft name. You must hum to begin him. Mama's massacred little man made maybe martyr, mural haunting wallets, a warning tucked between nephews, his face. No face. That face. His. His name wounds time. His face, a knife sinking through centuries. But centuries don't fit in a year or in a boy's guiltless hands. My grandpa, before he was anyone's flinch, stood in the kitchen with crows in his chest. He was no sky. And yet, in his hands, a boy dead enough to be an angel, too drenched to fly. My pa, a sky, stood in wait for the river to drain from wings. Where was yo someone when the drowned refused flight and Mamie left his mushy mug to wind and flies, flashes and eyes that year? Rosa utters a coordinated no and the world takes off as my James takes a train north into another white cold kill and that name still soggy and refused in his hands and all over all he touches. His daughter's, his wife's cheek, the split hogs, where he is secret and plush, everything wet with it. Listen, this is true. My grandma met him 2 summers before then with his little quartet. He brought her ice cream and laid ditties at her flats. Summer, evil, bright, constant, changes a boy, fills him with a grown terror. I never heard James's song, not one lonely peep.